Last year, then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton represented the United States at APEC. But attendance by a U.S. president is important, especially this year, says Murray Hebert of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Well, there has been serious questions over beginning earlier a year ago on the sequestration that the U.S. couldn't get a budget done. Can it maintain the security relationships, the joint exercises, those kinds of things? So there's a real questions in Asia whether the full U.S. government is engaged on the Asia rebalance, or whether it is only certain parts of it.
APEC aims to further free trade and ensure sustainable growth. The United States and 11 other APEC economies are working to conclude a new U.S.-led free trade group, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Matthew Goodman, a former White House coordinator for APEC, speaks of a shift in thinking by China, which has viewed the Trans-Pacific Partnership as deliberately trying to exclude it.
I personally think that the reason for that shift is Japan. Because Japan joined, this thing is now a serious undertaking, and you know it poses some real questions for Beijing's leadership in international trade and in regional affairs as well.
Regional security and maritime issues, including South China Sea disputes, are in the spotlight at the East Asia Summit in Brunei. Michael Green, a former director for Asian Affairs at the National Security Council, says the U.S. strategic pivot to Asia is moving forward, but Asian nations have big concerns about budget battles in Washington and U.S. economic stability.
But most of these big Asian allies of ours, Japan, Korea, Australia, trade more now with China than with us, but it's intermediate trade. It goes to China, then it goes to us, and it's part of a global production network that's still hangs on the health of the U.S. economy. So they're all worried about this.
The White House says President Obama's attendance at APEC and the East Asia Summit is important both for U.S. security goals and to underscore the importance of the region for the health of the U.S. economy. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the White House.
Let me start by recognizing three public servants who fight hard every day.